This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Emmy nominations were out a couple of weeks ago, as I'm sure you saw or heard. And Abbott Elementary, a sitcom about teachers at a fictional elementary school in Philadelphia, which makes it, for us, a show about a workplace, right? They wound up with 7 noms, as I guess the Hollywood types like to say. Maybe less apparent is that Abbott's arguably part of a trend, a slew of comedies out in the past year or so, focusing on workers and their experiences, not a group that usually gets a whole lot of airtime. Roxana Haddadi wrote about that for Vulture. Thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Let's go to the headline of this piece, The Working Class Sitcom Strikes Back. Explain, would you?
Sure. Well, I think what I was trying to get across in this piece is that there is an array of sitcoms right now that sort of come from an anti-capitalist ideology. They're sort of poking fun at the idea of upward mobility, of the American dream being something that's attainable. And it's sort of a noticeable trend that I am really enjoying watching.
I mentioned Abbott Elementary up in the lead, which I don't think, and I think you agree with this, doesn't really fit in that category, but that's the one that gets all the press. So what are you, and the Emmy nominations, by the way, so what shows are you thinking about?
There are a couple on Peacock. They are Bust Down and Killing It. There is a show on HBO Max called Southside, and there is the FX on Hulu show Reservation Dogs. And I think what all of them do, which is a little bit different from Abbott Elementary, is Abbott Elementary is sort of taking the point of view of the system is flawed, but ultimately you can be like a force for good. I think these shows are a little more nihilistic about that entire concept, a little more cynical. And I think there's just a little bit of a subversive thrill of watching these shows and sort of feeling like, okay, I sort of recognize this feeling of being a little bit stuck, but sort of cutting corners and trying to get ahead in a system that's sort of set up against you.
Do me a favor and do a little compare and contrast with the original, I'm going to go out on a limb here, but I think I'm right, the original working class situation comedy All in the Family, right? How do these compare?
I think the difference here is that All in the Family was very home-based. A lot of the conversations were about social issues. Yeah. They were on the couch. They were in the room with the piano, right? It was like a multi-generational discussion. These other shows sort of are taking place more actually at work. And they're more about the people who are alongside you working at these places that are 9-to-5s, but without a lot of opportunity to go elsewhere and do more. I mean, forgive me, but I think it's a little bit more comrade-based rather than family-based.
Yeah, no, I get it. That works.
Yeah,
that
so
works.
I do think they're doing something a little bit differently from like the Norman Lear established working place sitcom.
I imagine it also makes a huge difference who is both behind and in front of the camera. And on some of these shows, Abbott Elementary specifically, right, with Quinta Brunson creating and writing and EPing and all that jazz and then starring in it. But also Craig Robinson in Killing It, right? He's an executive producer and stars in it. It's people of color on both sides of the power dynamic, right?
Yes, absolutely. These are stories that are coming from within communities that we don't normally see on TV. So we're getting sort of different perspectives about the American dream. And you mentioned Killing It. Craig Robinson's character on that show has a very discernible arc where he starts out thinking, I have a business idea. I'm going to pitch it to investors. Surely people will realize my brilliance and I'll be able to achieve what has been promised to me. And then by the end, there's this very tangible, oh, every interaction I've had with someone who is rich has been terrible. Yeah. So what does that kind of tell you about what we've been promised?
So crystal ball this one for me, and let's caveat here that one can never truly divine the haphazard nature of whither goeth Hollywood and who gets to do a show. But are we going to get more of the Killing Its, do you think, or Reservation Dogs, or are we going to get more of the Ted Lassos, which is, while funny in its own way, a completely different beast?
Right. I mean, I think that we probably will get more of both just because there's so much TV right now.
Yeah.
And I unfortunately think with the economy as it is right now, there probably will be people who will feel sort of inspired by a $6 bagged salad to potentially, make their own TV show about that stressor.
Roxana Haddadi, she's a TV critic at Vulture, writing on, most recently anyway, sitcoms, the working class kind. Roxana, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Of course. Thank you so much.